Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a sunny and warm, dry day today, 75 to 80. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, more humid, a late-day thunderstorm, 80 to 85. On Thursday, scattered showers and cloudy, mid-70s. Friday, sun and patchy cloud. Mid-70s. We'll get the full details on that forecast in just a few minutes. Well, yesterday, Region 1 sent out a reminder, a notification about positive cases for coronavirus in Region 1 in Sharon. A family member of a Sharon Center School elementary school student tested positive for COVID-19. The affected person is a staff member of the Sharon Daycare and has had no close contact within 6 feet or 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with staff in the K-8 section of the building. However, the affected individual did have close contact with two other students in addition to the student who resides in the home. The students' families have been contacted and the family are affected individuals who remain at home in isolation quarantine per CDC guidelines. There's no need to close classrooms at the school at this time. At Housatonic Valley Regional High School, a family member of a Housatonic student tested positive for COVID-19. The affected person was never in the building and has had no close contact within 6 feet or 15 minutes or longer over a 24-hour period with students or staff, except for the student who resides in the home. The student and the affected family member will follow CDC preferred guidelines with respect to quarantine testing, and there's no need to close the classrooms at the school at that time. Kent Memorial Library is celebrating being together again. It took a village to create that party in Kent. The Kent Memorial Library showed once again its organizers know how to pull together resources to offer guests an opportunity to celebrate. In a story in this morning's Republican American, a story about the celebration of making it through a difficult year. The theme of the library gala was Together Again. And it brought people back together after persevering through the COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, we're so grateful for your support this year. It was a very challenging year, but our staff really came together. That from Library Director Sarah Marshall. Egremont and Great Barrington and Sheffield Police teamed up to arrest a driver a couple of days ago. Three Southern Berkshire Police Departments collaborated on Friday to arrest a driver who authorities say tried to flee a traffic stop. On Friday evening, an Egremont officer tried to stop a driver for allegedly speeding on Egremont Plain Road. The Egremont Police Department said in a Facebook post the operator of the vehicle failed to stop, increasing his speed. Egremont contacted Great Barrington Police, which also tried to stop the vehicle, but the driver continued southbound on Route 7. The Sheffield Police Department was then notified and sent two units. Quote, upon seeing two additional cruisers, the operator of the vehicle pulled to the right and stopped, end quote, according to police. The Egremont Police arrested a 19-year-old driver from Goshen, Connecticut, on charges of speeding, negligent operation of a motor vehicle, and failure to stop for a police officer. There are currently no Connecticut statewide requirements for home care employees to get vaccinated. Some leaders in the home care sector are hoping the governor will impose a vaccine mandate for staff across the industry. Lamont has ordered the workers in nursing homes, assisted living centers, residential care homes, chronic disease hospitals, intermediate care facilities, and managed residential communities to be immunized against the coronavirus by September 7th, but he left the home care workers out of that requirement. A spokesman for Lamont said he has no immediate plans to expand the edict, but the governor has not ruled it out. President Biden will be surveying Hurricane Ida devastation in New York and New Jersey today. He will be in Manville, New Jersey, and Queens, New York, to survey the effects of Hurricane Ida. So meetings coming up this week in Salisbury at 9 a.m., the Salisbury Historic District meets. Region 1 Board of Education has a personnel subcommittee meeting 1 o'clock via Zoom. Taconic Hill Central School District Superintendent's Conference Day all day. Pre-K orientation from 2:15 to 3:15. Laptop distribution grades 5 through 12 from 4 till 7 p.m. Grades 5 through 12, once again, 4 to 7 p.m. for laptop distribution. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen will have a meeting. That meeting is set for 3 p.m. North Canaan has a Board of Selectmen's meeting at 7 p.m. In Sheffield, the Select Board will meet at 7 p.m. as well. In Hillsdale, the September Zoning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. Canaan Falls Village has the Board of Selectmen's meeting at 7 p.m. in Cornwall Inland Wetlands and Watercourse meeting, Zoom. It's virtual. Also at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meet via Zoom. That is also a virtual meeting, which is being held. September 8th, Wednesday, from 4 to 6 p.m. in Cornwall, the Affordable Housing Plan Steering Committee has a special virtual meeting at 4 p.m. Board of Education and Kent Centre Schools regular meeting will be held Wednesday at 5 p.m. The Conservation Commission regular meeting Wednesday at 7 p.m. In Sharon on Wednesday, Planning and Zoning Commission has a meeting set for 5:30. Canaan Falls Village regular meeting of the Recreation Commission is on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Sheffield, Massachusetts Planning Board meets Wednesday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting at North Maple Avenue on Wednesday. That is at 7:30 p.m. Coming up on Thursday at 10:30, the Cornwall Conservation Commission has a meeting via Zoom. Sharon Water and Sewer Commission meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. There's a food drive-through, free food distribution on Friday, the 10th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our Lady of Hope Parish, 8074 State Route 22 in Copake Falls, New York. Also coming up on Friday, Cornwall Town Hall Players, Ibsen's The Dollhouse at the Town Hall. Town Hall Players, The Dollhouse, guest director Robin Frome, September 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th from 7:30, with a limited attendance of 25, reservations required. Email the Cornwall Town Hall Players at gmail.com. Also on Friday at the Sharon Playhouse, Carrie Louise, a comedian, will be preparing. She just appeared on a new Showtime comedy special called Funny Women of Certain Age. More information, SharonPlayhouse.org. And on Saturday at 8 p.m., the Sharon Playhouse presents the Ravons, a high-energy rock and roll band originally formed to revitalize the music of Buddy Holly and the Crickets. They produce and star in two different Buddy Holly tribute shows, as well as a 50s and 60s rock and roll tribute. Tickets and more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. Underwriting support for Robin Hood Radio Stock Market Report comes from the Interlaken, Interlaken Road in Lakeville. You'll find them at interlakenin.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Underwriting support from Viali Insurance, located at 75 Main Street in Lee, Massachusetts, insuring hard-to-place seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912. For all your insurance needs, 413-243-0347, on the web, ViallyInsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,369.09, the NASDAQ at 15,363.52, and the S&P 500 at 4535.43. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.